she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my pennies.
Well, good morning to you. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your hosts, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
What's up?
What's up? Colby Sapp.
Hello.
And me, Sybil. Our phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text, 43733. And Autoflex is open for your business. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. And you can also go to autoflex.com on the World Wide Web and do pretty well anything you can do in person other than drive the car away. It's a little hard to do that on the internet.
You can schedule your test drive, though.
You can, in fact, and as you did, because you have such a busy schedule.
Right.
That you drove how many cars at one time?
I did three different ones. Yeah. I did a Beamer, a Lexus, and an Infiniti back-to-back. And that way I didn't have to go to three separate car lots and test drive them and try to remember what I liked and didn't like about each one and meet a fresh person at each one and have to explain what I wanted. I got to deal with one person from start to finish, and it's so easy.
Especially when they say on MSN that the average person spends 5.5 hours trying to get through one test drive.
Save yourself time and frustration. No, not me. I certainly don't.
It's
Tammy,
muggy.
I don't want to do that today.
There you go.
You sure?
Mm-mm.
Come on.
No, thank you. I'd rather listen to this show, though.
Hey, okay. Though, and we've got a special guest going to be joining us at about 9:15. It's going to be Ann Fleming of WomenDrivers.com, and it's going to be, I think, a really interesting segment. Ann does research and has statistics on how women are treated when they go in to buy a car or how they're treated when they go in to get their car serviced, how they shop, that kind of thing.
So if you're a girl who drives, or if you know a girl who drives, tune in at 9:15.
Or if you ever want to sell to a girl who drives, there may be some really good advice in here.
Or maybe if you want to understand women better.
Yes. Women drivers.
Do you get it like a translator?
Sometimes you do, actually.
Sometimes you need one.
It's called
listen.
So we've got this story today about CD players kind of going the way of the dodo bird in cars.
No.
And I was thinking about this. I actually wrote down a little list, and in my car, CDs are the fifth thing I go to as far as listening.
Nice research.
Yeah. I mean, because I was thinking, I really don't need my CD player. First, I listen to satellite radio.
Right.
Second, I listen to AM, FM, local radio. Third is my iPod. Fourth is Pandora. And fifth, if there's nothing on the first four, then I'll finally use my CD player.
Hey, you know, for the listeners,
you won't round about again and start again and see if anything changes.
And come back on from commercial. Yeah, sometimes I'll do that.
Maybe the listeners would want to text in at 43733, the Autoflex Leasing fan text, and tell us, do you still listen to CDs? I know some people have massive CD collections.
Do you still use it, though? When was the last time you popped a CD into the player?
The last time I wanted to listen to that old Black Eyed Peas CD, Monkey Business. I was like, oh, look.
See, but it was months ago, right?
Yeah.
That's for me, too.
Well, and here's the thing. CD players take up valuable space now because everyone has that center stack, you know, that valuable where they put the infotainment and the navigation and the touch screen and all that neat stuff. And a CD player is a fairly substantial piece of equipment there, and it generates heat.
Yes,
so,
and it goes deep down back into the dash, so we don't really think about what's going on behind the scenes back there, but that's where all of our ductwork and wiring.
And ductwork may be a big thing because you've got a CD player that generates heat, and now you've got an AC duct.
Right,
so
next
it's going
to
warm the air up coming out to you a little bit. And it's also going to warm up all the rest of that equipment, that nav unit or that all of the other things that are in there.
When you really start to think about how these people have put so much into a car, I'm totally amazed, and I'm completely amazed, and I'm very pleased with what these manufacturers can do.
Well, what we're seeing now is the demise of the CD, but it's going kicking and screaming. I will say that.
It is.
Well, and for one thing,
the 8-track left a lot faster and more quiet.
It did. Yeah, it went away really quick.
We were kicking the 8-track thing out of our cars.
Well, you know, people have a lot of CDs, and so I'm sure that there are a lot of buyers out there that don't want to just admit that they're basically boat anchors now.
Right.
And the other side of that is, how many CDs do the manufacturers still have in stock that they got to put somewhere? You know?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but here's the deal. They're moving them.
I see a future in the high-tech golf cart business.
With some CDs?
Some
and
CD
it would skip
players.
Every time you hit a bump?
Oh, that's true. Never mind. That was a bad idea.
Not a great idea. Anyway, here's what's happening with CD players. They're being moved from that valuable center stack area into places where you usually put the books for the car or, you know,
glove
whatever.
Compartment.
Yeah, and center consoles.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody remember they used to put multi-CD changers that, because they were as big as a DVD box
right.
In the trunk?
So yeah.
You had to load up your six for the trip.
Right.
And then wait to change them till you stopped for gas.
I'll bet there's none of those left.
No.
No, probably not. So if you look at the like the new Dodge Dart, they have relegated the CD to the armrest, to the center of the between the driver's seat. If you looked at the 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee, the highest trim level, you don't get a CD.
Mm.
Now, if you go down to one of the lower trim levels, you'll find it's in the center armrest, or you could put it in the glove compartment if you want to. They mount them either place.
David, we've already had some Autoflex leasing fan texters. Heck, I'm still rocking a tape player. Be kind. Rewind.
Oh.
I remember that old sticker on VHS tapes.
Yes, yes.
And then another guy says he's got a built-in 8-track in his car.
That's an old car.
It must be.
I had one, and then I bought a converter that you could stick in to convert that thing to play cassettes. And if anybody listening isn't old enough to know what an 8-track player is.
Actually, I have some 4-track tapes left.
Now, see, I don't know about the 4-track.
Yeah, the 4-track was before the 8-track, and it had a little keyhole hole in the bottom. And when you pushed it in, a little arm inside your player would slap a roller up, and it would actually drag the tape across the heads.
Wow.
It was a 4-track.
I have a couple of
4-track tapes. They have Love and Spoonful and something else. I don't throw anything away.
Can you actually listen to them, though?
No,
do you have a player?
No, certainly not. No.
They're just collecting dust.
No, the player went away in 1972
right.
or something. So
I still have my old 8-track Rick Springfield.
And do you have a player?
No.
See, why do you save that stuff?
I don't know.
It's nostalgic.
My house is a museum.
I finally went through and cleared out all my old CDs, and I took them in and I traded them in, and it was like 300 CDs. Guess how much they're worth?
How much?
What?
$60.
I'm taking.
They're like
in.
21 cents each.
That's something.
Yeah, I
they're
mean,
worth more than they are gathering dust.
But think of how much I paid when I bought them. Probably $600. They were $20 each. You know,
depreciation.
Exactly.
That's it.
But it's funny.
You should lease those.
I should. I need to have some kind of library where you can just borrow my CDs.
Okay, so the bottom line is the CD is going away, and everyone uses their iPhone or their iPod or their smartphone. A lot of people.
Or satellite radio.
Satellite radio has become very popular, and it's becoming less expensive. And Pandora is almost nothing. Mm-hmm. And you can get Pandora for free, in fact, if you have the right way to reach that. So it is going away, and there are mountains of CDs out there. So it'll be interesting to see what happens to those, because they are, in fact, boat anchors at this point.
I noticed in the story they had talked about other features in your car that had gone away, like CB radios and hideaway headlights. Remember those things?
Oh,
like
yeah.
on the weren't they on Fieros where they'd flip up?
Yes,
and when you turn
Corvettes,
them off, they'd come
and
back
they
down.
Were, Trans Am.
Yes,
they were more aerodynamic,
right?
You know, with and they didn't clutter up the front.
What
of the
was
car.
Funny
it was
to me was when
sleek.
One would get stuck up,
mm-hmm.
and it would just go down the
like
highway.
It was winking
like,
at
I'm
you,
winking at you. Put some eyelashes on it,
and then ashtrays. I mean, cars don't have ashtrays any longer, do they?
No.
For the most part, some of them do. But very few do. Another Autoflex Leasing fan text is one of our loyal listeners. When I'm not listening to you on the fan, I have a tape of bubble wrap being popped.
I love popping bubble
Thank
wrap.
Thank you, Loco. We appreciate you.
That must be a boring tape. Can you imagine listening to that?
I think that's his comment about the show, is what I think.
I know.
Thanks, Loco.
We won't listen to you either, Loco.
Real quickly, let's talk a little bit about leasing, because now it looks like leases are accounting for a lot of auto sale transactions.
Yeah, in fact, they're almost 25%. For the year, they're actually at about 25% of all new car transactions, which means one out of every four people getting a car now leases, which has been really good for our business.
Mm-hmm.
We like it. And it, you know, the article was out of MSN Money, and the question was, should you lease, should you not lease? And they gave some pretty good advice in here. If you're only going to keep a car from 3 to 5 years, then probably leasing is the best way to go. And most people keep a car for between 3 and 5 years. If you're going to be able to keep a car 7 to 10 years, then you should buy the car.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't lease it. And if there's any question on the front end, maybe you're going to drive high miles, you need to talk to someone about what is the best thing to do. Buy a pre-owned car that is not going to suffer the depreciation when you drive the miles, or lease the car and build the miles into the lease. And there's a back and forth on that. It works both ways, or it works well both ways for different circumstances.
Right. And you can always call Autoflex. If you're not sure which one works for you, buying a pre-owned or leasing a new car, you can always call and they will crunch all those numbers for you and let you know what's going to fit you best.
Because we do both. We right? sell the pre-owned cars.
Sure.
So.
Well, and a couple of the things I thought were interesting in here. One of their statements is one of those statements that you hear all the time, and you really need to think about it to understand the reality. It says if you lease, you don't build any equity in the car. Well, guess what, folks? Equity is your money.
Right.
And the only reason you get any money back is because you put a whole lot more money in. It's a tantamount to what happens when you get a refund from the IRS at the end of the year.
It was yours.
You dance
all
around
along,
going, oh, I got money. Well, it's your money. Yeah. So when you if you buy a $20,000 car, it's worth about $15,000 when you drive it off the lot, somewhere in that area. So when you start making payments on the car, the lender takes all their interest up front. So in 2 months, you've got a car that's worth $15,000 that you owe $20,000 on. And in 3 months, it's about the same in 4 and 5 and 6 because they continue to take all the interest up front and you pay the principal down at the end. So that's how you build equity in a car. You continue to throw money at the car and eventually you will throw money at the car more than it has depreciated. And that way you get what they call equity, which is a little strange.
Well, and that equity is tied up, too, until you sell the car. It's not like you can refinance the car and pull your equity out, you know,
right,
like on a house. And that equity is also very vulnerable because if something, all it takes is one recall, like Toyota has.
Or a 60-minute story.
Or a 60-minute yeah. story or you know, or a terrible accident mm-hmm. where you get yeah. rear-ended on the highway and they do $7,000 worth of damage. Watch your equity shrink to half.
Well, so anyway, here, the bottom line is take a look at your situation. 25% of all the cars being sold right now are being leased, which is a phenomenal number. So it does work for a lot of people. If it does work for you, it's a good idea.
Yes, indeed. All right, we've got to... Oh, go ahead, Tammy.
No, I was going to say we have another smart Autoflex fan texter. CDs convert to MP3, hence the iPod. Don't sell them, Sybil.
Oh, too late.
Ooh.
I wish I had
okay.
known that
she
sooner.
Sold hers, but I still have mine.
I actually did know that, but I just don't... I don't want to take the time. With 300 CDs, think about loading every single one of them in your computer and putting that music into an MP3 format. It would take days.
And here we have someone that has a 92 F-150 who said it came with a factory cassette player, but they never used it because he never bought cassettes or CDs. He just punches up what's on the radio.
Smart man.
And he's still
woman.
Got a 92 pickup,
smart
which means
listener.
He's a very smart and
frugal
mm-hmm. listener.
When we return, we'll talk to Anne Fleming from women-drivers.com. So stay tuned. It's the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Colby Sapp, we like to call him Gargamel, and me, Sybil. Our phone number, if you want to call us here in the studio, is 877-881-1053. Maybe you have a question about a new car coming out. Maybe you have some technology that you love in your car and you want to brag about it. Or if you want to vent about drivers out there, feel free to give us a shout. You can always send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And you can call Autoflex. They are open today. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. Always autoflex.com. And if you'd like to follow along with the stories that we do on the air today and a lot more interesting car stuff, go to autoflex.com, click on our Facebook page and like us. You'll find some pretty funny stuff there.
Now, it is time to talk to one of our guests, and I think Tammy and I will have a particular interest in this. She's
yes.
the founder of women-drivers.com. Anne Fleming, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So your site is dedicated to women and how they are treated at dealerships, what they need to look for. What made you decide to start this website?
Well, actually, it's a great question. Several years ago, I came back from a trip in the Far East. I was out, you know, out of the country for about six weeks. And I came back into the United States, and I realized it was time for me to get a new car.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hired a female negotiator, and I went to a car that to a car dealership that I'd already done business with. They treated me, of course, over the years just fabulously. And I got a new car. When I went to work the following week, my boss asked if he could see my car. We went downstairs. I walked him through it. He thought it was a great, great car. And he said, "Ann, did you get a great deal? Did you get a good deal?" And I said, "You know what, Matt? I got a great deal. I hired a negotiator, and I got just the number I wanted."
Right.
And he looked at me, and he said, "Wait a minute. You manage a $35 million, you know, business for our company, and you went and bought a car, and you hired a negotiator?" He said to me, exactly, he said, "Why did you give your power away?" And I thought about that, and I didn't have an answer. And I'm a woman, and I always have an answer.
That's a great story. So that's what women-drivers.com is for. It's for all the women who feel the same way out there and want some advice.
You know, and not all women do. A lot of women feel very comfortable going into the car dealership by themselves. One out of every two women go to the dealership by themselves. And the other 50% that go with someone, we're actually a data mining site from all the reviews that we get. Those women, about 8 out of 10 of them take a man and, with them.
Mm-hmm.
But 50% of women do go and buy a car by themselves. So the site, the background of the site and really what our mission is about is that women are empowered to go into a car dealership like she's walking into, you know, her favorite Kohl's, Target, Nordstrom's, whatever it may be, and that dealerships get acknowledged and recognized for the great customer service that they offer women. So we're actually the industry's leading car dealership review site for women in particular. That's right.
And, love that.
You know, when you look at the buying power of women over the country in the business, the total business, what is the actual buying power of women? How many women either buy or control automotive transactions these days?
You know, David, that's a really great question, and it's changed dramatically just over the past two decades. Women, I mean, if you look at some of our social and cultural statistics, they really speak to the buying power of women. We hear, you know, it was in the front page of, you know, your digital online newspaper, you know, just a month ago that, you know, 4 out of 10 partnerships, the women is the lead breadwinner of the family. You know, so when we hear things like that, the numbers that I'm going to speak to really shouldn't surprise anybody that women now purchase half of all cars in the United States. But, David, you pointed to a good thing that she actually influences. She influences, research shows, up to 80% of all car purchases. And then, once you get the car, that's great, but you've got to take it into service. Women account for 2/3 of the visitors at new car dealerships. So she represents a tremendous amount of buying power in general, and certainly in the car industry, and the car industry is taking notice.
And it makes sense if you think about it, because a lot of women are still the errands runners. If their husbands are at work, they're still the ones who are dropping off the kids, they're picking up the dry cleaning, they're going to the store. So if they're in the car a lot, they're going to want to have a car that they enjoy, and they're going to have time to go to dealerships and seek out a certain car.
Well, exactly. I mean, think about it. Just over the past, from 2008 to 2013, how many dealerships closed? How many brands, Pontiac, Saturn, et cetera, a Suzuki, for example, went away?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of women, they're not sure. And women, you know, we're transient. We move. We get a job in another city. We marry. We go to another city. So women oftentimes find themselves, you know, it's ready for me to maybe step up or buy a different brand. Where do I go? And so that's why our platform, and we're a relatively new company, our platform has caught on very, very strong, not just with women consumers, but really with dealerships that also want to tout, hey, you know, we're certified women friendly, not because we say so, but because our audience, our customers, you know, people that come in to shop, to buy, or to service, they're actually rating our dealership as such.
Which is important. Hey, Ann, this is Tammy. I'm curious, what have you found through your data mining from these surveys to be the most important thing to these women buyers? What are they looking for?
Well, you know, Tammy, price. So we are not a five-star. And when I say a five-star, again, those are they're great companies like Yelp or Dealer Rater. There's other services out there. But our questions take a much deeper dive. And so what women are looking for as far as the car, four top things. Number one is price. You know, it still has to be an affordable value-add purchase for her. Second is reliability. Third is style and design. And fourth is really looking at the safety features and the technology features. I'll kind of lump them into one. Those are the most premier things that she's looking for in a vehicle. Now, what she's looking for in a dealership, that's a completely different topic. So I'm not sure if you were asking about the car or about the car dealership experience.
Well, and what about the car dealership experience? What is most important to her?
Well, she wants to go. Her time is extraordinarily valuable. And by the way, everyone's is. We happen to focus on women, but of course, everyone. The days of, you know, what I call being kind of held hostage at the dealership for, you know, 12 or 14 hours, they really, for the most part, you know, we all can say they're in the past.
That's
and
over with.
So women's time is extraordinarily valuable. And honestly, she wants to be acknowledged. So if she is not acknowledged in the first few minutes in the dealership, whether she's just browsing or she's actually taking a test drive, you know, she will leave. And by the way, our research points to women go to two dealerships before they buy. If she leaves your dealership, there's an 85% chance she will not return. So, you know, I do a lot of talking both to consumers and certainly to the industry. And I'm like, boy, if you've got a customer in your store, you know, you really want to treat them right. And that's most important because she's never going to pay the money. She's never even going to negotiate to get to the price she wants, Tammy. If that treatment, if her sense of being acknowledged, being treated well, being treated, you know, in a professional manner, isn't there,
right?
She'll walk.
We're talking to Ann Fleming from women-drivers.com. And Ann, I know a lot of people have heard that women end up paying more for a car when they go in by themselves. Has your research determined that that's true or false?
You know, that is a really great question. It was just in 2008, a professor at Carnegie Mellon University, her name is Linda Babcock, and Linda and her team conducted a research study on car buying between men and women. And by the way, if anybody wants to read the book, it was a New York bestseller. It's called Women Don't Ask. And all about women and negotiating in several different areas. So they conducted a study, Tammy, when women buy a car versus when men buy a car. And in this study, they found that when women don't negotiate, they pay $1,353 more than their male counterparts. Now, a couple things. This was really before the bubble of the industry, you know, what, 2008, 2009, 2010.
Right.
And, of course, this was pre-social media. So what we have seen now is that number has dropped dramatically. I actually do not know the number, but it has dropped dramatically. And women's sense of their own buying power has, and their sense of empowerment going into the dealership has really escalated because of two things. Number one, the internet. You know, she can buy a car, frankly, in her underwear. You know, you know, I'm sure several of your listeners have. You know, and the comfort of her own home. You know, she can buy a car vis-a-vis the internet. You know, we've made it easier for all customers, and that's great. And the second tool that's now available to women are dealer rater sites,
right,
like Women Drivers, so that, you know what? It's a very, very competitive industry. If we watch whatever medium we watch, we're always hearing about, oh, we've got the best this, or we've got the best pricing on that. Well, how do you really know? And so one great thing that customers are really savvy research buyers are doing first is they're going to sites where the dealerships are rated. And that helps save women time, too, because when they know when they walk into a dealership, they already know what type of treatment to expect.
I have found that to be true, Ann, because we rely on those dealer rater sites ourselves to get exposure out there for people who are doing the research on the internet. And I happen to know that many of our clients, or recently when we were doing some research, we found that people were locating our place on Dealer Rater, and then they would choose the salesperson, because we have, you know, a lot of different sales people, specialists, and then they would pick the person who had the most, you know, 5-star ratings, and then they call and ask for that person, even though they'd never done business with us before. They even knew who to ask for, which salesperson.
Tammy, isn't that fabulous?
Yes.
It's like you walk in, women walk in, and they already feel related.
Right.
They already feel related, not the arms crossed, not, oh my gosh, I have to bring my dad with me.
Exactly.
But to walk in and already have a sense of comfort with an individual. That's what we expect when we walk into other retail environments, and that's exactly what's beautiful about car rating sites, is there's a sense of relatedness that's already established before she walks into the door.
That's just wonderful. I think that's good for not just women, but everybody in general, especially somebody who is a first-time car buyer who's never had the experience at all,
mm-hmm.
to go in and have just a little bit more knowledge. You know, we try to provide that type of service, don't we, David?
Oh, we do provide. I think we do provide that type of service. In fact, I know we do.
Didn't I read somewhere that you guys had a person come in from Houston? They drove all the way to one of your facilities to buy a car. That is a true testimony of the type of service that you provide your customers.
Well, they had been a client in the past and moved away. And called back in and said, hey, I've moved to Houston, but I still want to come up. I'm coming up in August, and this is what I want. And we, of course, we do that for people all the time. And we deliver cars. I told him he didn't even have to come up here, but he was coming up anyway. So he came up here. But we'll deliver out of town, too, to our clients.
That is the type of value add that makes a difference for your listeners, for consumers everywhere, really. The type of service where you're providing above and beyond, because time is a really precious commodity for us. Most women, treatment is there, as we talked about earlier, treatment, you know, really is the thing that's most important to her over price. And if she has to pay a few more dollars to get the type of service where, you know, you're giving her a car or you're bringing the car 5 hours to her home, I mean, that's really, I don't want to say unheard of, because obviously you're doing it, but it's really something that's highly, highly appreciative. I always say that an appreciable customer is very different than a customer.
True. We certainly appreciate your input too, don't we, David?
Yeah, I mean, it's really great to hear. And if someone wanted to rate a buying experience on womendrivers.com, they go to the website. Is it fairly simple?
David, it is. It is. They can go to the website. They can go to the website on their smartphone or their, you know, tablet or their iPad, whatever device they happen to be in front of. But really just go to women-drivers.com. That's the website. That's the URL. And it's location-based if you're on a smartphone. So, you know, your zip code will come up. And then look for the brand or the dealership of choice. And you can write a review on browsing or shopping, if you will. When you go in, maybe do a test drive, you're not quite ready to buy yet, you can do a review on purchasing and certainly on service. We feel very, very strongly about the browsing or the shopping experience. That's really telling for a dealership because, as I mentioned, she's doing a lot of research, and then she's only going to about 2 dealerships prior to making that purchase. So you want to be that 50%, you know, where you actually captivate her, you work with her, you acknowledge her, you treat her well, and that, you know, she has you have the product that she's interested in, and that a transaction can be made, because it's not just a transaction. We're all really in the relationship business. Sometimes when I hear people say, oh, I'm a car guy, I'm like, no, the car is just the product that we're selling. We're in the relationship business.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys sound like you know all about that, don't you?
Well, that's how we built our business. We've been doing it for 30 years, and we've never been a car dealer. We're not a car dealer. We're not car guys. We're just folks that help people out when they need a car.
Consultants and specialists, right, Sybil?
That's right. The website is women-drivers.com. Give it a look-see. Ann Fleming, thanks so much for joining us. Have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you, Ann.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you, Ann.
All right, we've got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blassingame is cutting a rug right now. Man, I wish you guys could see this. And then he always, I love how he stops and, oh, come on now, I am not. Yes, you were. Tammy Pickard also with us, Colby Sapp, as he is every week, and me, I am Sybil Summers. Thanks for joining us. Our phone number, 877-881-1053. Our AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. And you can call AutoFlex if you want a good deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, on the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, long distance. Sorry.
Last week.
I carried away.
We talked about driving tests, and I can't remember the percentage, but like so many, I can't remember what it was, but there were so many people who couldn't pass a driving test.
79% failed.
Yes.
And I said, on the first take.
Yeah.
I bet if I were to retake it, I would probably fail it too, because there's so many little rules that you forget after you get comfortable driving over a period of time. So then I thought we should take one. And David, thank you. You printed one out and we're going to take it.
That's
so
we have a sample.
We have a sample driving test. So all you people listening out there in the driving world, you can guess along with us, and let's see if we could pass a driving test.
Yes.
Feel free to text in your answers.
Yes, exactly. We'll just do we'll do 10 questions, okay?
And I think Colby, Tammy, and I have not yet seen the answer, so we're going head-to-head.
I haven't even read all the questions, so it's all going to be deer in the headlights for me.
Here we go. Question one. When bicycling on a path or sidewalk, you have the right-of-way to ride across intersections, driveways, and crosswalks in both directions or with or against traffic. True or false?
If the right-of-way to ride through intersections.
Or anything else you want to do because you're on a bicycle. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Number two.
There's a red light you have to wait for.
Okay. Are you going to do math and count on your fingers in the hole?
I thought this was like Millionaire. Is this not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
All right. Question number two. Give the right of way to any pedestrian who is, number one, in a marked crosswalk, number B, in a crosswalk or intersection, number C, crossing any street.
I do that. Okay.
I forgot already.
You have to give right of way to a pedestrian who is, number one, in a marked crosswalk, number two, in a crosswalk or intersection, number three, crossing any street.
Okay.
Question number three. You're approaching a school bus which is stopped on the other side of a divided highway.
Uh-oh, this one got us last time.
One, stop and wait for it to unload children. Two, stop, check for children, then proceed. Three, stop and wait until the flashing red lights go off. Or number four, watch for children and be ready to stop. Okay?
Okay.
Number four, at a four-way stop, you must give right-of-way to, one, the driver on the right, two, the driver that got there before you, or three, the driver on the left. Question number five, an implied consent law means... One, you agreed to sign a statement that you will not drive a motor vehicle when you had more than three drinks. Number two, you agree to be tested for the amount of alcohol in your blood if you're arrested for a drunk or impaired driving. And number three, you consent to have a blood sample taken if an officer stops you for driving recklessly. All right?
Okay.
Number five. Number six, a parent or legal guardian may request that the driver's license of a minor be canceled at any time prior to age 18. True or false?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Should be true.
A parent can cancel a kid's driver's license if they're under 18. True or false?
Okay.
Number seven. When is it legal to drive faster than the posted speed limit? One, never. Two, if you feel like it's reasonable and prudent. Or three, as long as it takes you to safely pass another vehicle. Okay?
That's another hard one.
Number eight. When you come to an intersection with a flashing red light, you must... One, slow down and drive carefully through the intersection. Two, turn either right or left since the road is blocked. Three, stop at the intersection and wait for the flashing light to turn green. Or four, stop at the intersection and then proceed as traffic allows.
Okay.
Finally, number nine, one more after this. While driving on the interstate, you see vehicles on the entrance ramp to your right. In other words, people approaching you on the right trying to enter the highway. Number one, if possible, move to the left and allow entering cars to have a smooth and safe entry. Number two, stay in your lane. Number three, increase your speed to beat the vehicles coming onto the interstate. And number four, pace their speed to make it very difficult for them to get on the highway.
I like that one.
Well, that happens a lot to me.
Yes, it does to me, too.
Finally, the last question, number 10. When you hear a siren or see flashing lights of an emergency vehicle, you must, one, slow down until it passes you. Two, drive to the right side of the road and stop. Three, motion the emergency vehicle to pass you.
Come on around!
And four, continue at the same speed but pull to the right. All right, there's your 10 questions. By the way, we have another story we'll cover in a minute about what happens when you see flashing lights because the Texas law is changing.
Right. Okay, on number 10, what was the second choice again?
Number 10, the second choice was drive to the right side of the road and stop.
Okay.
When you see sirens or hear flashing lights or vice versa.
We've got a lot of people chiming in on AutoFlex Leasing fan text. And one guy says, just make sure you're not texting in your answers while you're driving. That should
right,
be on the
thank
test.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Now we need to go through, tally these babies up and see who's the best driver between
right.
Colby, Tammy, and myself.
All right. Here we go. One, when you're bicycling, you have a right to cross intersections, pathways. But
false.
That's all false.
Yay.
Yay. Woo-hoo. All right. Two, give the right of way of to a pedestrian who is crossing any street.
Was that three?
Wait, it was three.
Yes.
What?
All pedestrians have the right of way.
Oh, I didn't listen. I failed already.
I know you haven't failed. Number three, you're approaching a school bus which is stopped on the other side of a divided highway. This is the one that gets everybody.
Uh-huh.
The correct answer, number four, watch for children and be ready to stop.
Darn it.
All right. At a four-way stop, you must give right of way to... Number two, the driver who arrived before you.
Darn it. I thought it was that. And last week, I told you guys, Honey Boo Boo said it was left, and then I thought it was right.
Don't listen to Honey Boo Boo.
Don't take driving tips from Honey Boo Boo?
All right. Number five, an implied consent law means, number two, you agree to be tested for the amount of alcohol in your blood if you're arrested for being drunk or impaired driving.
Darn
Fortunately,
it.
I've never run across this, so I missed that one, too.
Okay. Here's the biggie.
Too.
Number six, a parent or guardian may request that the driver's license of a minor be canceled at any time.
False.
True.
What?
I went with what it should be, which is true.
I put true, and then I scratched it out and thought to myself, well, parents can't change the law, so it must be false, and then they just take the keys away or don't allow the kid to drive anymore.
It's true.
Darn it.
All right, number seven, when is it legal to drive faster than the posted speed limit? Number one, never.
Yay.
Never.
Yay.
Common
right.
sense, folks. Number eight, when you come to an intersection with a flashing red light, you must, number four, stop at the intersection and
Yay.
Then proceed as traffic allows. Number nine, while driving on the interstate, you see vehicles on the entrance ramp to your right. You should, if possible, number one, move over and allow the entering cars to have a smooth and safe entry, number one. And finally, when you hear sirens and see flashing lights, what do? Number two, you Good. Drive to the right side of the road and stop.
All right, let's...
Or you'll hear that.
Exactly.
Yes.
And... People often just pull to the side. If you're in multiple lanes and you see a fire truck or an ambulance coming behind you, a lot of people just get into the right lane, but they don't stop. And
they
it drives me crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're supposed to, yeah, but those other two lanes are free. I'm like, but you're breaking the
stop.
Law.
Well, and here's a sort of a segue from this, because effective September 1st in Texas, drivers that approach or see TxDOT workers or vehicles with their lights on need to slow down and move as far away as possible. Also, if motorists are out of the lane that's closest to TxDOT, they're supposed to reduce their speed to 20 miles per hour below the limit. And if you don't have multiple lanes, then you must slow down. If you don't have multiple lanes, you must slow down. And on roadways with posted speeds of 25 miles per hour or less, you got to drop your speed to 5 miles an hour.
Whoa.
This is made to protect the workers on the side of the road and protect the TxDOT people when they're working.
How are the rest of us, I mean, I know that's common sense, but how are those of us who haven't aren't recently taking a driver's test to be notified about things like this.
You have to listen to the Saturday morning test drive.
We both went for that one.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, violators can be fined up to $2,000 for not yielding and taking care of those TxDOT workers.
Yowzers. All right, did you guys tally up your scores?
I got a 70.
I got a 60.
Well, that I know why, because on number 9, you chose C.
I chose 1 with A.
I'm surprised because that other time you said, well, I don't want anybody getting in front of me, so I speed up.
I know. I realistically do C, but I thought the correct answer was A.
Oh, so you realistically go against what you should be doing.
Of course.
Okay, I was just... What'd you get,
Kobe? I got an 80.
Woo-hoo! Oh, my God.
All right,
Kobe. I win a chicken dinner.
Good job. So I failed.
No, you didn't fail. You got
60% is not a passing grade. It's 70 or more. So
I got by,
y'all. And look out for me on the highway.
Right.
You know, it's pretty amazing. A lot of the fan texters that texted in got most of the answers right, it looks like.
Yay.
I'm just saying.
Yes, and...
I can't tell what their scores would have been because of the way these texts came in, but it's awesome that everybody did try to participate.
Yes, and if you want to take that quiz or give it to one of your friends, go to autoflex.com, click on the Facebook page, like it, and you can find it right there online.
And there's 20 questions there.
Some of these were trick questions.
I agree.
Especially the one about the consent. Most of us don't... We don't remember what it was.
Exactly. All right. In this break, I'm going to retake the test, and hopefully I'll pass this time. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David, Tammy, Colby, and me, Sybil, our... AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. And if you want to call AutoFlex today, what are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. AutoFlex.com, as always. If you go to AutoFlex.com, you can set up a test drive. You can actually get a free Black Book appraisal on your trade-in. You can apply for a lease online. You can learn a lot about AutoFlex and leasing. You can see some of our awards. You know, we are... I guess this is the 8th year in a row we've been awarded the Consumer's Choice Award.
Oh, yeah.
We were voted the best place in America to lease a car by Compare Top 10, which is an online rating service. And we're endorsed by, you know, the Texas Medical Association and the National Football League Players Association.
That's right. And by
coaches,
me.
And the coaches. And the coaches. Association.
And Sybil, more importantly.
I endorse it.
You know, there was a... The story we did earlier on the number of Americans leasing cars, I thought it was pretty interesting. And there's a piece of the story that I wanted to sort of focus on for a minute. There's a lot of manufacturers' ads out there that you see, and one of the ones that's on the television and the radio right now, the Honda Accord, the 2013 Honda Accord, available for $219 a month, and they say with only $2,399 due. But that does not include tax, title, and license. So what that comes down to, if you include tax, title, and license, is you have to spend $4,261 to get to a $219 a month payment.
That means you'd have to stroke a check for $4,261.
Here's the idea about leasing. You don't put your money into the car. Now,
you put as little as possible into the car because you're not planning to keep it. You're just renting it for a while.
If you want to give me $6,000, I can probably get you down to $199 a month.
Right.
But the idea is you don't put your money into the car. When you lease a car, you spend as little of your money as possible and drive the car for as little as possible for as long as possible. Now, here's the other thing.
As little cost as possible for as long as possible.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you.
If you lease a car for 36 months, you're going to pay sales tax again in 36 months.
Mm-hmm.
So consider that when you're thinking, do I lease 36? Do I normally keep a car for 48 or maybe even 5 years? It's according to how long you're going to keep the car, but you've got a sales tax due again when you get another car. So that's another consideration. The Honda Odyssey ad right now, and I'm not just picking on Honda, it's just how it is. The Honda Odyssey ad, $259 a month, $1,999 due at signing. Well, that's really $4,500 out of pocket.
And this works with any of the ads because no one includes your tax title and license. Number one, because it's a national ad typically, and every state has different registration
exactly.
and sales tax rates.
Exactly. And the other thing is, they show the payment, but the money due at signing, they tend to put down in the
fine print. It's what you call the DVR ad,
exactly.
where you have to pause it.
TiVo ad, because you'll never read it. And that's when you see it's for 10,000 miles a year, and there's a big down payment required, and that type of thing.
Speaking of TiVo, does anybody use those like CDs? I mean, is TiVo still around?
I think TiVo's probably gone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think every cable provider just has DVRs now.
I was just wondering.
So, a simple solution for finding a really good deal on a car is give us a call at Autoflex because we have a lease comparison service. You can call us. You can say, here's what I found. We'll look at that. If we have a better deal, we'll let you know. If you've got the best deal, we'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and
just a quick phone call.
You'll get great customer service. I have a letter from an Autoflex client named Ken Green, and he says he's been an Autoflex customer since 1995.
Wow.
I think my wife and I are now on our sixth or seventh vehicle purchased or leased. Your company is amazing and always has been for us. I especially want to credit Danny Mayfield. A year ago, he contacted us about equity in my wife's Honda, which resulted in us buying an awesome used Jeep Liberty, which she absolutely loves, for a lower monthly payment. This week, when the lease on my Toyota Tacoma was up, he managed to upgrade me into an amazing Toyota Tundra for the same monthly payment. I love this truck. I still don't know how he managed it, but I am grateful. Put simply, I've been an Autoflex customer for 18 years, and I fully intend to be one for as long as I can drive. Please feel free to quote me on that.
Wow.
Ken Green.
That's really nice.
I haven't read that one. That's amazing.
That's great. And how do you get a Tundra for the price of a Tacoma? That is fantastic.
It's the Autoflex secret.
Yeah, it's not really a secret, but it worked out really well in his case. And we try to notify people when they reach an equity point in their car, if they do or if they have equity, so they can trade out. So it's a good thing.
And thanks for writing, Ken.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We have a wonderful system, our computer system, that will go in there and data mine for all this information. And then the guys work really, really hard to get the very top dollar for all the pre-owned trades. And it just really works out for our clients.
I love these stories, so I've got a couple of them. These are stupid criminal stories.
Oh.
So, in Washington County, Oregon, deputies arrested a man. They say that went into a gun store with a baseball bat to steal guns.
Probably not a smart decision.
Yeah, Colby, that's what I say.
Hey, he took a baseball bat to a gunfight.
Exactly,
yes, he did, and that's when he. That's when he found out that the owner of the gun store had a gun on his waist.
Oh, imagine that.
Shocking.
So the owner pulled the gun, held it on the man with the baseball bat, and called 911 on his cell phone and said, "Don't worry, fellas. I'll hold him here until you get here." He has been the gentleman that decided to hold up the store is been charged with first-degree theft.
Stupidity.
And he is currently in jail.
And when they arrested him, in addition to the baseball bat, he had a knife. So
he's
he literally took
a
knife to a gunfight.
I think really what he was doing was he was going to whittle that baseball bat into
a spear.
Something that looked like a gun.
Maybe.
He just didn't get around to it.
And finally, I love this because everyone's different. And evidently in Portugal, things are a lot different than they are here. There was a trash collector that was fired for drinking on the job, and he protested his firing, and he has now been reinstated by a court because, A, there's no rule against drinking on the job if you're a trash man, and B, this is from the court. Let's admit it, their work is very unpleasant, and taxpayers might actually prefer someone a little tipsy because they look more contented on the job. There you have it, folks.
I'm moving to Portugal.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that wraps up our show today, but we'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. In the meantime, if you want to call Autoflex, 817 or 972-234-1234 are the numbers, or autoflex.com on the web. Thank you, David. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you, Colby. I'm Sybil. We'll see you back next weekend on the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs.